Janusz Neumann, mathematician. People tend to think that math is difficult because they have not realized that life itself is so complicated. This is a frequently cited insight attributed to Janusz Neumann. The world-renowned scientist is often described as the father of computers, among others. The corner house at 62 Bajcsi Zsilinszky Street, Budapest, where he lived as a child, has a plaque that proclaims him the pioneer of computing technology. In the Encyclopedia of Electronics, he is simply described as a mathematician. He called himself a mathematician and a math physicist. People who now call him a nuclear scientist may be closer to reality since Neumann took part in developing the nuclear bomb in the United States. According to popular lore, which was publicized but was never really proven, he was exposed to radiation that contributed to his passing at the age of 57. He had a promising future in this field. He was born into a wealthy family in Lipótváros at the beginning of the 20th century. His father, Miksa Neumann, was a lawyer and was so successful that he received a Nobel title in 1913 and adopted the Margitta prefix on his name. As a result, his son, Janusz, became Janusz Neumann of Margitta, and later, while he was staying abroad, he started to use the name Johann von Neumann, which was followed by the name John von Neumann. This latter name is how he is known in the larger part of the world today. His recognition was well reflected when Leo Szilard, the recipient of the Einstein Award, was asked about why it was the case that so many geniuses were born in Hungary at the beginning of the century. He responded with the question, "What do you mean so many geniuses? There was only one genius among us, Janusz Neumann." Neumann was admitted to the then best secondary grammar school in the world, the Augustai Evangelical Secondary School, located in the Buda Hills. Among the prominent teachers at the institution were Laszlo Ratz, who taught math, and about whom even today's prestigious Ratz Teacher Award, which was the highest award a teacher can receive, was named. Among other students of this school were physicist Jenő Wigner, the recipient of the Nobel Prize, economist Janusz Horsányi, and Kálmán Kondo, the pioneer of the electric railway. Also, a frequent visitor to this institution was nuclear scientist Ede Teller. In 1921, Neumann was admitted to the University of Budapest, where he primarily wanted to study math. His father, however, did not see math as a marketable field at the time, so Janusz started his studies at the University of Berlin as well. He studied philosophy, math, physics, and chemistry here for 3 years, after which, in 1924, he applied to the University of Zurich, where he studied industrial chemistry and graduated with a degree in chemical engineering. He obtained a degree in math with honors from the University of Budapest in 1926, and after that he applied to the University of Göttingen. There are two other prominent Hungarians, Farkas Bolyai and Sándor Körösi Csoma, who also studied at this reputable university. Their names are on the memorial plaque of the building. Neumann met the world's prominent minds in Göttingen. He authored great studies and made outstanding presentations to some of the finest scientific minds of the previous generation. A year later, he accepted a position as a private tutor at the University of Berlin, where he taught for 3 years. But all the while, he never forgot about his country. In a letter to his old teacher, Lipót Fejér, he asked about those students who had excelled in math and physics contests so that he can establish scholarship opportunities for them. He signed the letter with Jancsi Neumann, which was his nickname. Lipót Fejér also called him our country's greatest Jancsi. Neumann was offered a position as a visiting professor at Princeton University in the U.S. in 1930. A year later, at the age of 28, he was appointed professor, and even to date, the Hungarian Janusz Neumann is said to have been the youngest appointed university professor in the United States. He was promoted to be the math professor of the highest education institute at Princeton in 1933. This was an extremely high honor. Aside from Janusz Neumann, Einstein and two other scientists have been offered a position like that to date. It is greatly regrettable that the Hungarian Academy of Sciences did not invite him to be a member in 1933, despite recommendations from Hungarian scientists such as Otto Blati, Lipót Fejér, or Rudolf Ortvai. In 1945, however, under the presidency of Albert Szent-Györgyi, the Academy of Natural Sciences was established, which accepted 50 members. Janusz Neumann was surely one of the founding members. As a mathematician, he produced 124 scientific studies, the level of expertise of which was so high that it required knowledge at the university level to understand their topics. An illustration of this one needs to be mentioned, that he created such intellectual property in the area of axiomatic set theory and functional analysis that will endure for ages. He also studied self-aligned transformations of the Hilbert space. It sounds more familiar if we say that the mathematical foundation of the game theory is associated to his name. Neumann's mathematical and physical knowledge was utilized by the American military in World War II. The scientist took part in the creation of the Manhattan Project, which focused on the relief of nuclear energy and is used for the purposes of war. Later, he was nominated to be a member of the Nuclear Energy Committee, a post that he held until his death. He started to work with computers in 1944 when he met a computer scientist. At this time, he started to fade away from pure mathematics and became more interested in applications. He became the director of the computer program in 1945. He wrote his fundamental thoughts about the EDVA computer program, in which he lays out the four Neumann's principles, the basis of modern computers. He also studied the parallels and inconsistencies in the function of the human brain and the computer. In his book titled The Calculator and the Brain, which was translated into Hungarian, the conclusion is spelled out in the title of one of the chapters, The Brain Does Not Use Mathematics. The prominent scientist was elected honorary doctor at the universities and honorary member at several academies, not only in large cities in the U.S., but in Munich, Amsterdam, Rome, Milan, and in Lima, Peru as well. He received the highest American award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, from President Eisenhower a little while after he was hospitalized. He was humble and said, "I wish I could be here much longer so that I would be able to earn this honor." At home, in 1968, the Janusz Neumann Computer Science Society was established, and partly as a result of the work of this professional organization, an ideology often referred to as Neumannism was born. This ideology was an essential element of the political climate that accompanied regime changes in the 1980s. The author of these writings was a devoted follower of this ideology. Today, in the focus of the work of the civil organization, among others, are equal opportunities in the digital world. The legacy of Janusz Neumann is apparent in the multitude of scientific achievements that are inspiring even today, along with the many institutions that cherish his memory. A small moon crater and an asteroid were named after him, along with a higher education institute and many streets in Hungary. One of his promising statements was that there is no cure for change. Change itself, however, even in his own view, is not capable of responding to all challenges that face humanity. One of his articles in Fortune magazine, published in 1955, has overwhelming relevance even today. In his article, he asked the question, "Can we survive technology?" It is obvious that Neumann considered technology and science to be neutral in a sense that both can be used for good and bad purposes equivalently. As he contemplated, problems that face the future of humanity cannot be resolved with one single recipe, but with the support of everyday opportunistic acts and with positive behavior such as flexibility, patience, and intelligence.